Hello again, Audio Boo. It's Ian McKendrick. I'm at 4 Networking in Cambridge. We're at Bar Hill, actually, on a lovely sunny Wednesday morning. And I'm with the amazing Claire Dobinson of the Bombshell Academy, who wants to share some secrets or maybe some ideas on how we can raise our self-confidence and self-esteem. So, Claire, over to you.
Thank you, Ian. Right. Well, mainly self-confidence is all about how you feel on the inside and how it reflects on the outside. So one of the things you can do is literally make yourself look good.
I've lost out there then.
You look lovely this morning.
Oh, that's really sweet, thanks.
So fishing for compliments. Make the effort. Don't sit around in your sweats all day because that lowers your self-confidence. Make the effort and get out there.
Yeah, I find when I'm if I'm doing a day of work at home, like I've got to get up and put my shirt and tie on. Yeah. I don't have to, but it just when I sit down at my desk, I just feel. And you're saying the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dress for the occasion.
Your inside and outside is connected. So how you look on the outside affects how you feel on the inside.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look the part if you want to be happy.
So what about when you're on the phone? Because I know you do some sort of tips on sort
of... Yeah, I mean, stand up. If you want an important phone call, stand up, smile. Although they can't see it, it makes a difference and it comes across in your manner. So, yeah.
Right.
Any sort of... phone call that you want to make and you want to get across well, do it standing up, don't sit down.
Yeah. And what about meeting and greeting people? Because that's something I hate talking about myself on social media. Yeah, I do.
I find that hard to believe.
Thanks. Yeah, I do actually, because I lead a very confused life.
When you first meet people, make eye contact. People, if you don't make eye contact, even if it's because you're perhaps shy, people take it that you're not interested or that you're not sort of giving them full attention. So make eye contact when you shake their hand. Use their name, because the more you use it, the more you remember it.
Yeah, I'm terrible with names.
Are you?
Yeah, George. Oh, Claire.
So yeah, if you repeat their name about 3 times when you first meet them,
that's
just in the conversation,
idea.
Then it sort of embeds in your mind, so you sort of you'll remember it in the future.
Right. So and like social events, when I get to social events and that, you see all these people standing around the walls. What's going on there?
Yeah, go and talk to them. Give them some relief. Most people, are naturally sort of quite shy. It's unusual for people to just sort of go in there and talk. So you have to make the effort, I'm afraid, and fake it till you can make it is great.
Yeah.
Just pretend you're confident. And it will come across.
I found a really good way of being able to break the ice in places where I'm unfamiliar and I don't know the people there.
Yeah, what's that?
Is get other people to talk about themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. People love talking about themselves. That's why we have... And people love sort of reflecting on themselves, which is why there's always mirrors in big lifts, because people love looking at themselves. And it sort of spills the time.
Yeah.
So people love talking about themselves all the time. So use open questions, draw them out. You can use the standard, what are you doing for the weekend, or are you going on holiday or anything? But then use different questions, say, where would you like to go if money was no object? Things like that.
Okay. All right, we're coming to the end of our boo. I wonder if there's maybe one... What's the worst pickup line you've ever heard?
There's so many.
That we can
have
broadcast.
You been here before?
Have you been here before? Okay. Yeah, that is, isn't it? Yeah.
Have I met you before?
The worst
Lose
one,
that one.
The worst one I ever heard was when I was a young teenager and dancing, and a girl said to me, "Cool, you don't sweat much for a fatten."
It's probably not a good one.
That was the worst pickup line I've ever heard. So, and the best pickup line?
Get your coat you've pulled.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. All right, Claire, thanks ever so much for sharing those
You're
words
welcome.
Of inspiration with us. Ian McKendrick, Audio Boo, signing off, over and out. Brilliant.
Thank you.